chapter of the book of Matthew. Amen. Very familiar verses. I'm going to read quite a few verses, if you'll bear with me. I'll try not to hold you too long. But some months back, a few months ago, I felt like the Lord gave us this message. You ever go through something, you need a word from God, you need help from the Lord, and you just come across something. This may not stir you, but this stirs me. Amen. This does something to me. I want to preach if the Lord will help us. 25th chapter of the book of Matthew, the first verse. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. It's very familiar verses. You've heard it preached on several times. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Every one of them. Amen. Not just the foolish. A lot of times we get it in our mind that it was the foolish that slumbered and slept. The Bible said they all slumbered and slept. Amen. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye neither know neither rather the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Amen. I want to preach if the Lord will help me. A lot of times when, and I've preached this message before, not this message, but on these verses. And let me take a few minutes here, but I have preached this, I have heard this preached, and I'm sure you've heard this preached. I have read over this and read over this and read over this. Maybe it is just because that I needed what the Lord has gave me, or maybe I just wasn't seeing it clear, but a lot of times when we hear this message preached, our focus sort of leans toward the 5 foolish virgins. Amen? A lot of times when we read it, we go over it, we study it, our mind is drawn to the 5 that was not ready to go when the bridegroom came. Amen? Now, we all know, I'm going to preach, just give me a few minutes, but we all know that all 10 virgins heard the same message. Right? They all heard that the bridegroom was coming. Every one of them understood that they must be ready when the bridegroom came. Every one of them knew that if they did not meet the proper requirements, if the proper adjustments was not made, if their lamps was not with them, but not only with them, but trimmed and ready and filled, that they would not be able to go when the bridegroom came. So they all heard the same message. There was no excuse. There was absolutely no excuse when the bridegroom came for 5 to not be ready. No excuse. They all heard. Amen. Well, see, we live in society. We live in a world today that when you open the newspaper, you turn on the radio, you hear any media that is given out, when is the last time? Every time we look at a newspaper, hear any news around us at all, everything that happens is bad. There's nothing any good. I mean, it sickens me to the point it has even eased its way into the church world. We never hear of any good reports. We never hear that a church has broke out in revival. We never hear that God's saving. All we ever hear anymore in our whole
Adventist churches is so-and-so's gone, and so-and-so went bad, and so-and-so, hey, my friend, I'm telling you, well, I am sick and tired of all the negative bad reports that we receive. Hey, yeah, I know the Word of God says that there was 10 of them, 5 was wise, 5 foolish. Yes, sir, I understand that. I know that a lot of our focus has been placed on the 5 foolish that never made it. But if you will allow me tonight, I want to preach that some of us will still make it. Amen. Some of us will still make it. Amen. Whether you agree with me or whether you don't, it don't matter. You see, I don't... This is going out. I know it is. I don't want to get in trouble. But I don't care if you're pre, if you were mid, if you were post. It don't matter. It don't amount to a hill of beans to me. It does not amount to anything concerning your salvation. My Lord in heaven, we have fought, we have fussed, we have bickered, we have went on. My friend, I want to tell you, when the trumpet of the Lord sounds and the eastern sky is getting ready to be, hey, my friend, I believe honestly with all sincerity that we are living undoubtedly in the last days. I don't see how God can tarry much longer. I don't understand why He's not came for us yet, but He has it. I know there's some things that still got to be done and still got to take place. But let me tell you something. Every sign is pointing that the Lord is soon to return. And my friend, we have got people inside our church that's walking out the back doors, that is fleeing, that's not praying, that's not serving God. And the devil loved to pull the wool over your eyes and tell you that you can't make it. Tell you there's no use in praying. There's no use in going on. Everybody's went the other way. That's a bunch of hogwash. There's still a few people that's going to live right, that's going to live holy, that's going to make it, that's going to be ready when God comes back. Amen. Hey, hey. It is not our fault if we preach the gospel and if we preach the... Hey. If we preach the Word of God and our family does not get saved, it is not our fault. Amen. Listen. Listen. Every one of them heard the same message. And you know what we do? Hey, I know, I've told you. I've preached it too. But you know what we like to do in our holiness ranks more so than any other rank that I have ever heard of? We love to get up behind our platform. I still believe in holiness. Thank God for holiness. I'm not saying anything bad about holiness. I believe it is the only way to make it into heaven. Understand me. But in our holiness ranks, all we ever do... Great God in heaven, I'm going to get in trouble just as sure as my name is what it is. Hey, my friend, but the platform is no place to inform our people of all the negative that goes on in the ministry, all the negative that goes on in the world, all the negative that's going on in the church world around us. Our platform is no place for that. I'll tell you what our platforms are for. It's for preaching Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It is to see people come to the altar. It's to see folks get help. People get saved and brought back to God. Thank God I'm here to tell you, yeah, there's some bad things going on, but for everyone that falls, God will bring another one in. For everyone that backslides, God will bring another to our church. Hey, my friend, some of us will still make it. There will still be some members at the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness when the trump of God sounds that will be ready to meet Him when He comes. Amen. Hey, well, I'm in trouble. I've already said it, so I'm in trouble. Hey. When is the last time that we have found somebody? Great God, great God. I should preach this anywhere but on tape. Anywhere but on tape. But when is the last time? See, I understand that the Word of God tells us that the way is straight And it is narrow, and few there be that find it. I know that. I know that it tells us that broad is the way, and wide is the gate, and they're going to enter into destruction. How many there be that enter in therein? I understand that, hey, my friend. But when was the last time we found somebody in our church that was struggling, that was discouraged, that was depressed, that wasn't doing right, that wasn't, hey, my friend, Lord, have mercy. The house of God is for one thing, and that is to help our brother and sister. My friend, I'm telling you, when we see somebody that's discouraged, let's don't run over it. Great God in heaven, we don't need to run over and tell them how hard it is, but let's pat them on the back and grab them by the arm and say, you can make it. Pray on a little longer. Pray on a little more. You can make it. It's rough out there. I know it is, but pray a little harder. Pray a little more. Seek God a little longer. You can make it. There's no sense in quitting now. There's no sense in turning back now. My Lord in heaven, if they can make it, we can make it. Hey. Hey. My Lord. We was riding down the road the other day, and I'm not going to call any names. Riding down the road the other day, a man that I respected and a man that I loved as much as anybody in this world, thought the world of him. I won't say no more. Riding down the road, me and my wife, and my mother and father, and my dad turned around. He said, son, have you heard the latest about so-and-so? When I heard, my heart went crushed. The devil come to me, sat on this little shoulder here, and said, you listen here, boy. You listen here for a second. If he can't make it, and if he's the one you respected, and he's one of the men that you looked up to, I want you to look what happened to him. I want you to look how hard it is for him. I want you to look at the way he took. I want you to look how bad it is. I want you to look how rough the road has got. I want you to look at that man that you respected. I want you to look at that man you loved. And I want you to understand one thing here, boy. You can't make it. There's no way. Everybody's falling all around you. Hey, man, hey. The devil come. He sat right here on my shoulder and tried to carry on a conversation with me. But you know what I felt, Brother Collins? I felt another voice in the other ear, and it come by and said, you listen here, boy. Hey, he may have failed, but he made it. Yeah, this one may have failed, but this one still's going. That one's still preaching it right. That one's still living right. That one's still holding on for God. Yeah, they may have failed, but there's still several more that's serving God, that's holding the bloodstained banner, that's preaching a blameless gospel for Jesus Christ. Thank God, although, yeah, we got problems, we've still got some good saints God, that's prayer warriors that'll hold on, that won't buckle under the fire, that won't crumble under pressure. Thank God. Glory be to God. There's still some men and women that's going to make it. Amen. Call me bold. Call me whatever you want, but I'm going to make it. Plain and simple, I'm going to make it. You better watch out, preacher. You ain't made it yet. I may not have, but I'm going to. Amen. How can you say you're going to? Yeah. Yeah, troubles I have, and problems I got, and worries be the many that piles up around the ministry of God. Yes, there is. There has been sleepless nights. There has been tears shed. There has been times, Brother Collins, I thought, what in the world's the use? Hey, my friend, but you're looking at a soon-to-be 26-year-old preacher that come next month to be preaching 6 years for God. Hey, I may not have been preaching 30 or 40 years, but I've come too far to turn back now. I've got too many miles behind me. Hey, my friend, the road has been long and the way's been hard, but grace is sufficient from God. Grace be to God that kept me, and I have all intents and all purposes of making heaven my home. Thank God. Do you want to make it tonight? Amen. Devil ever fought you? Hey, last year at our church, directly related to our church, we lost either 8 or 9 of our elders. The devil started fighting me. after I heard some very tragic news. I said, you look here. Last year, this one made it. And this one made it. And that one made it. And that one made it. And that one made it. And oh yeah, by the way, devil, so-and-so is still holding on. And so-and-so is still preaching. Every pastor's gone bad. You know what I did? I sat right there and held a conversation with him. What about so-and-so down the road? And what about so-and-so down the road? And what about this pastor down the road? And what about that evangelist over here? And what about that lay preacher over here? Hey, great God in heaven, the next time the devil lies to you and whispers in your ear and tells you that you can't make it, the way's too hard, the way's too long, and it's too rough, I'm here to tell you, he is a liar. You can make it. Hey, I feel like the Lord gave me this message. It may have just been for me, but I feel like the Lord gave me this message. Hey, it is not, you know what a lot of our young Christians think? You know why a lot of our young Christians quit? Hey, just because you come down to the altar and prayed and God saved you. I have seen some hit the ground running full speed ahead and look like they're going to conquer the world, set the world on fire, get everybody in the community saved, build the church bigger than it's ever been built, shout every night. I mean, seem like the Lord used them 2 months down the road, out they are. Then I've seen some come pray, never sing, hardly ever testify, hardly ever shout. 2 or 3 years later, Sister Collins still praying, still going on, still plugging, still right there, still backing the man of God, still backing the preacher, still helping the ministry, still praying for the pastor, still praying for the church. You know why? Because the Bible said, it is to him that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. It's not how fast you run. It's not how many fields you set on fire, Brother Ronnie. It's whether you stay in the race or not. It's whether you keep going on for God or not. Hey, my friend, thank God, thank God, thank God. I've not always been on top of the mountain, but I've always been a praying. I may not always set the fields on fire, but I still kept right on a going. Hey, my friend, the sun ain't a bit of shining every morning that I woke up, but thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory. I've made it this far, and I intend on making it all the way to heaven. Hey. Just because there is churches around us that has gone liberal does not mean the Pentecostal highway of holiness has to go liberal. Amen? Just because there's youth groups that has gave into the world does not mean this youth group has to give into the world. Amen? Just because there has been some crooks among some of our churches does not mean every man you see is a crook. Amen. Hey, I am tired. I am sick. As the old saying goes, I am sick and tired, amen, of the lies that the devil has pulled, of the tricks the devil has played on us, of the traps the devil has set for us. I'm tired of it. It sickens me, oh my Lord in heaven. It tears me up, but guess what? For everyone that stepped in the trap, I can show you probably 3 or 4 more that went around it. Thank God for everybody that failed. We can raise up the blood-stained banner of saints of God all across this country that has nothing that has escaped the snare, that has got out of the foothold, that's not stepped into the trap. You don't have to fall. Amen. Hey. We don't have to be a story a preacher preaches. We don't have to be an illustration. We can be one of the ones that made it. Hey, hey. And so, my friend, I want to tell you, all is not bad in the church world. Can I hear an amen? All is not bad in the church world. Fully on everyone that says it is. All is not bad in the church world. The Lord is not through working in the church world. The ministry is not destroyed. No matter what happens, the ministry will go on. The church will go on. The work of God will go on. Souls will still be saved. God is still filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If it's not here in Hamilton, He'll move down the road and do it somewhere else. Thanks be unto God. Hey, my friend, it is not all bad. You know why we think it's all bad? That's all most people know how to talk about. Amen. When's the last time you asked about somebody and you heard a good report? Because if somebody's doing good, there usually ain't no sense in talking. Watch out. It's when the person does bad that the talking starts to go.
Look out.
Ooh. I'm in trouble now, Brother Collins. Hey. Brother Barker, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. By the grace of God, Brother Lucas, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Hey, if you're going to make it, raise your hand. If you have all intentions of making heaven, I want you to stand to your feet right now. I want you to give God the praise. I want you to look square. Hey, can you do me a favor? I want you to look square down at the ground, if you will. I want you to look square in them old beady eyes of the devil. Now, won't you say, I'm going to make it. On the count of three, repeat, let's say it. I'm going to make it on three. One, two, look straight at him. Three, I'm going to make it. Now, I want you to look up to heaven. I want you to raise your hands and say, Lord, help me make it. Lord, help me make it. Lord, help me make it. Hey, my friend, some of us will still make it. Hey, these altars is open. I want us to gather around here and I want us to pray and I want us to make up our mind tonight, no matter what we face, we're going to make it. You think there ain't a trap set for you? Think again. There is. You think the road ain't going to get hard? It is. I think you can make it, though. I think you can do it. I think you can make it. Hey, I'm going with all intents, all purpose, made up in my mind. I'm going to make it. Thank God. I'm going to make it.
Choose some.
way.